I'm your host, Will Walden. And on today's episode, we're going to be talking about Starlink Maritime, which is Starlink Internet Service, which is SpaceX's rural broadband satellite internet service, but for boats. So SpaceX tweeted something the other day that made people absolutely lose their minds. And I want to show you guys that. Starlink Maritime allows you to connect from some of the most remote waters in the world. And then they send a link to Starlink Maritime. Now, mind you, Starlink is about $110 per month for a rural location. Okay, so if you live in a cabin someplace in the woods and you don't have internet connectivity right now, you pay about $600 plus tax and other fees to get the equipment. So it's about $635. And then you pay about $110 per month for rural internet access. So if you live out in the middle of nowhere, or if you have low connectivity, Starlink is a really good fit for you most of the time. If you have like a hotspot or something like that, which only gives you X amount of data per month until they slow you down, Starlink is a really great choice. But for maritime people, there is really not that much choice out there. And what they do have is extremely expensive. $5,000, $6,000 a month, you know, for internet connectivity, that's not that great. So SpaceX sent this tweet out. Starlink Maritime allows you to connect from some of the most remote waters in the world. Now, you really want a great internet connection when you're out there in the middle of nowhere, basically. And if you want to connect with people, if you want to do work from your boat, if you need to make distress calls, anything like that, Starlink can help you with that. So Elon Musk stated here, after the whole Mars catalog tweeted, "I love that Starlink Maritime is the same exact thing as residential Starlink, but on a boat, but it's priced 50x higher. Smart vertical specific pricing." And Elon had to go through this, all these tweets, and tell people exactly what's up. He said, "No, it's dual high-performance terminals, which are important for maintaining the connection in choppy sea and heavy storms. Still, obviously premium pricing, but way cheaper and faster than alternatives." And this is where the pricing comes up. SpaceX is paying $150,000 per month for a much worse connection to our ships. $150,000 per month. What? That's so much money. Also, being ruggedized for relentless salt spray and extreme winds and storms in deep ocean is not easy. So it's not the exact same terminal as you'd get at your cabin in the woods. It's rubberized. It's more durable. It has to withstand everything out in the ocean. So $150,000 a month for much worse connectivity to our ships. So look, we have to think about this for a second. If you're way out in the middle of the ocean, something happens. There are other forms of communication, of course. But if all of those fail and you have a Starlink terminal available to you, it's just a good idea to have that available. I want to show you what SpaceX also posted on their Starlink site. Okay, these are public files. And SpaceX says Starlink increases SpaceX recovery fleet throughput by 5,900%, reducing cost by 70%. Let me zoom in here a little bit for you so you can actually see this stuff as I'm going through it. But as the world's leading provider of launch services and the only provider with an orbital-class reusable rocket, SpaceX operates a fleet of 10 ocean-going vessels designated to safely and reliably recover rockets and spacecraft that take both humans and cargo to orbit. So they go on to say, unreliable connectivity at a high cost. Prior to Starlink, SpaceX's maritime recovery fleet relied on traditional geostationary satellite internet service, VSAT, which came with high latency, low bandwidth, and poor reliability. Systems were also challenging to install and required frequent maintenance. So basically they're saying, hey, this connectivity is not that good. We've tried it. We know how bad it is. So we're going to make a system not only for you, but for our uses when we recover our Falcon 9 rockets. At over $165,000 per month for 25 meg download by 25 meg upload of prepaid bandwidth, satellite internet was one of the top operating costs for SpaceX's recovery fleet. And because the vehicle can generate hundreds of gigabytes of data, SpaceX regularly paid costly overage fees. So we've seen this before. So the views that you get from a Falcon 9 landing on one of the recovery vehicles on Of Course I Still Love You, etc. We've seen these videos and they're not that good, you know, so we know that that's where this is coming from, but that's an operating cost for SpaceX. So if you think about it, a Falcon 9 launch of a Starlink satellite, that is, it's advertising, basically, if you see it on YouTube. So all of these Starlink launches that you see on YouTube, that goes into their advertising budget. So this $165,000 a month is an operating cost for those advertisements, basically. And also, of course, they're sending the rockets to space, and there are satellites, Starlink satellites, that are going into orbit so they can provide low-cost internet to people. Low-cost satellite internet, I should say. A transformational improvements with Starlink. Now, this is where it gets really juicy and good. Under an experimental license, SpaceX recovery teams had the opportunity to test and develop Starlink's maritime terminals prior to market release with dramatic results. This is really cool. 5,900% added download throughput, 700% added upload throughput, 95% reduction in latency. That's huge. 70% reduction in cost. So if you have a fleet of boats out there right now and you're relying on VSAT and you can reduce your cost by 70% by installing a Starlink terminal on your boat or on your fleet, your whole fleet, that sounds like a great business opportunity for people to take advantage of. With a max upload speed of 40 megs on each installation, Starlink has enabled the transfer of hundreds of gigabytes of data within hours of the rocket landing. That was not possible by the VSAT system. Starlink also reduced latency by 50% to just 50 milliseconds, allowing operators to respond faster for even greater control over the fleet. SpaceX monthly costs. VSAT, $165,000 before Starlink, and with Starlink, $50,000. So they're saving $115,000 just by using Starlink. At a flat rate of $5,000 per vessel per month, SpaceX will see a nearly 70% reduction in monthly internet cost for the fleet after implementation of Starlink. So this is what I was talking about before. So the Starlink satellite internet launches, you'd see a Falcon 9 come back to Of Course I Still Love You, and it looked like the picture on the left. You could barely see it. It was cool that you got to see a rocket landing on a drone ship in the ocean, but on the right, you get to see the actual rocket. Like, that's so much better. That's such a better image quality. And not just image, but voice, video. If you're going to do a video call with your loved ones when you're out on the ocean, the best thing to do is to have a very good connectivity, because you want to see your kids. You want to see your family. You want to see the other people in your life that are doing the cool things that they're doing, and you want to see them in great detail. So that's where the Starlink for maritime comes into play. So if you're interested in this stuff, go to starlink.com. It's great for rural internet. It can save you some money over time. And also, I mean, if you have a fleet of boats, this is probably your best bet at this point. I mean, it saved SpaceX 70% off their internet bill just because they installed Starlink. 70% from $165,000 to $50,000. That's a huge reduction in cost. That's insane. That's so much money. So anyway, let me know what you think. Would you get Starlink on your boat? If you have a boat, that would be pretty cool too. I don't have a boat myself, but it would be pretty neat to have a Starlink terminal on your boat. I don't think it's useful for small boats. And it's kind of cost prohibitive for like a smaller fleet, or, you know, like a party boat or something like that. Just don't get it for your party boat. Just use your phone if you have to. But if you're going out deep in the ocean, you know, like these recovery vessels do, it seems like a really good business option to have to save yourself 70% reduction in monthly cost. That's pretty great. So let me know what you think in the comments. Also, make sure to hit the sub button. Make sure to hit the like button. That's about it for today. Thanks to everybody. Take care of yourselves and each other. And I'll see you next time on the Space News Pod.